So today's daf is Erevin daf hey, but we're going to start in the bottom of daf Dalet Amud Beis, where the Gemara says it's about five lines from the bottom. Where the Gemara says, "Hoya gavoh ma'asri mama," let's say the mavoi was greater, was higher than 20 amos. So the Mishnah said you might, right? You have to lower it. So now let's say Ubalamato and you want to lower it so it's only 20 amos. Kama mamait, how much did you minimize it? How much did you lower it? So Gemara says, Kama mamait, Kama the Tzorich. What do you mean, how much do you limit it? It's whatever you need. So Ella Rachba Bakal, what's the width that you have to minimize it? Now, what you're doing is you're putting like a little, I don't know, like a wooden piece on the bottom, let's say like a step, an area where people have to step up, like a wooden bar on the bottom, so that can make up the difference, so that between the, say, the wooden bar and the top of the mavoi, the top of the, let's say, the korah, it's less than 20 hours. Doesn't mean you, right? Doesn't mean you have to, you know, do you have to line the entire mavoi with, you have to line the entire mavoi with this, you know, additional layer, or only what's under the korah. So what do you have to do? So if Yosef Amar, tefach, no, just the korah is the beam, the cross beam on top is one tefach thick, or one tefach wide. So therefore, you place the wooden strip, let's say, to minimum, let's say it's 21 abos, let's say the height is 21 abos, so you want to put one abba, and you make it one tefach wide, so you place it under the korah, under the crossbeam. Abayamar arba, Abay says, no, you have to place it, the width has to be of this wooden strip, it has to be four tefachim. So leba ha could be fleece. Now the Gemara is going to try to explain the nature of their debate. So let's say, demanda amar tefach, according to the pi that says that you only need, the width has to be a tefach, one hand breadth, kasavar lishtab, muta lishtabish tachas a korah. You're allowed to move things under the korah. That's an interesting question, right? Now you have a mavoi, so if you do the right thing to fix it, so you're allowed to carry in the mavoi. What about under the crossbeam itself? Is that considered, oh, that's so close to the Rishus HaRabim, right? The mavoi opens up to the Rishus HaRabim, to the public domain. So do we say that under the korah itself, is that like Rishus HaRabim and you cannot carry? Or do we say that you're allowed to carry under it? So if you hold tefach, that you hold, that you're allowed to move things, carry things under the beam. And therefore what? So therefore, when someone's under that beam, he's going to look up and it's going to be 20 amos high, and therefore it's going to be good because you can walk under there and you can carry under there. Uman da'amar arba, but if the one who says, no, you need to have the width of the wooden strip that lessens the height to 20 amos, it has to be four tefachim wide. Because Savar also lishtavish tachas a korah, he would hold that you're not allowed to move things, use anything under the beam. That the beam is essentially, you can only carry inside where the area where the korah is, and therefore, the people who are using the mavoi to carry, they will not, it's not such a recognition because they're not going to be carrying it under the korah itself. So therefore they're saying, where you're lifting up the bottom by adding a wooden strip, it has to be more than a tefach. It should be four tefachim, which is a significant and recognizable place. So Gemara rejects.
What compels us to say that if it's four tefachim deep, that you can't walk under it?
Sorry?
What compels us to say that if it's, we said the one holds one tefach deep, you can walk under it, carry it under it.
Not one tefach. You're raising it. No, you have to. When you raise it, you have to raise it only one tefach, not deep.
No. That's according to him. That's not what it. The question is how deep does into from the front to the back does the korah have to be?
Right.
According to the first Manda Amar, it has to be only one tefach deep.
Right.
According to Abaye, it has to be four.
Right.
But, so he said one tefach deep, you can carry under it. And then we said four tefachim deep, You can't carry under it.
No.
What compels us to say that? Why, if it's 4 tefachim deep, can't you carry under it?
No. The question is, can you carry under the korah itself? Are you allowed to carry? So what I'm saying, not to, forget about 1 tefach or 4 tefachim. There's a different debate whether you're allowed to carry under the korah or not. So if you can carry under the korah, so people who will be standing under the korah and they're going to be looking up and they're going to see, oh, it's only 20 amos high. They're going to see the crossbeam on top. So therefore they're not going to. So therefore that's good. However, if you cannot carry under the korah, so then if you only have the wooden strip is only the to raise the level of the floor of the mavoi when you're raising it, if it's only under the korah, so there's not going to be an area where people are using it where it's 20 amos. It's all going to be higher than 20 amos. So therefore we say, okay, so make it raise it a makom chashuv of 4 tefachim, in which case that's significant to raise it, so now it's not 20 amos. Okay. So the Gemara says, no, maybe the debate is based on something else. The Chuli Alma Kasavri, everyone holds, Mutar Lishtamish Tachas HaKorah, everyone holds that you're allowed to use the area under the Korah, under the crossbeam. Uvaha Kamifke, this is their debate. Mar Savar Mishum Heker. So if Yosef, who says you only need 1 Tefach, will say, the Korah is because of Heker, because the concern, if it's so high up, you're not going to be able to see it. So since you're walking under the crossbeam, you're going to see it, which is fine. However, Abayi holds you need 4 tefachim. He holds something different. He holds the purpose of the crossbeam is not based on tefach. It's based on the fact that it's considered a mechitza, that we view as if the outer edge of the korah, of the crossbeam, sort of goes down and closes up the mavoi. And therefore then you're going to have 4 walls. And the Chachamim say that a crossbeam that's found in a place that's higher than 20 amos, we don't say this principle of yored v'sosem, that the wall sort of magically is viewed as if it goes down, it descends. And therefore, Abayi says, we need to have at least 4 tefachim. We need to have an area of at least 4 tefachim, so the beam will be considered like a wall that's in for a space that's at least 4 tefachim, because any wall that doesn't come to be machshir, a place of 4 tefachim, is not really considered a mechitza. So for the mechitza to work, it has to be machshir, a place of 4 tefachim. So if you buy seima, another way to understand this, and probably we're going to be in the rest of this mesecta, we're going to be learning these principles a little more. But the Chuli Alma, that whether we hold Rabbi Yosef or Abaye, they both hold Korah Mishum Heker. No, it really is a Heker. V'hacha v'heker shalmata v'heker shalmala. They argue about the Heker shalmata of below and above. Mar Savar, I'm reading Heker shalmata ke Heker shalmala. Mar Savar, I'm reading Heker shalmata ke Heker shalmala. Everyone agrees that the Heker, what you put on top, the Korah, the crossbeam, it needs to be, what you put the crossbeam, it's the length of the entire Mavoi. But how thick is it? Or how wide is it? It's 1 tefach. And that's sufficient. So now when we're saying you have to add something below so that the height now between the bottom and the top is only 20 amos, what kind of heker do you need? Is it similar to the heker that we have on top, which is 1 tefach thick? Or do we say, no, we treat it differently, and it has to be something significant, which is 4 tefachim. Ibai seima, the chuli alma, reading heker shalmata ke heker shalmala. Or you can say, another way of understanding this debate is that everyone holds that the heker below is similar to the heker above. Here they're arguing about the decree of maybe the heker will be lessened. What does that mean? When you put a crossbeam on top of the mavoi, so nothing's going to happen to it. It's always going to remain, 1 tefach. It's thick because, no one can reach it. But what's going to happen if you put, let's say, a crossbeam on the bottom, or you put something on the ground that's 1 tefach thick, and it's whatever height it is, so that the resulting distance between the top of what you put on the ground and the crossbeam is less than 20 amos, we're concerned when people keep on stepping on it, So they're going to constantly make it less. And therefore, and you're not going to fix it. So therefore, we want you to do it for a distance of, for four tefachim, which is a chashiv amount. It's a significant amount. And therefore, so in other words, it's interesting. In other words, why don't we say, okay, do two tefachim? You know, or do, you know, what? Why not? Or one and a half tefachim? Because if we're afraid that people are, by stepping on it, they're going to make it corrode and make the whatever, the wooden piece less and less. So we say, once we say more than one tefach, we're going to do the next makum chashuv, which is four tefachim. Now the Gemara is going to bring a similar halacha for which Rabbi Yosef and Abaye disagreed. Haya pachos me'asar tefachim. Let's say the height of the mavoi was less than 10 tefachim. What we saw this, I think, already. We said that for a mavoi, the height is between 10 tefachim and 20 amos, right? That's the height. So let's say it's less than 10 tefachim. V'chakak bo lashlim lasar. What do you do? You dig in the ground. You dig in the ground so that it's the result is 10 tefachim high. Okay? So in other words, instead of it being too high, it's too low. And what you do is you go for a little excavation. You dig in the ground. So now it's 10 tefachim. So kamachokik, how much you have to dig? So kamachol, okay, kamat sarklo, however much you need. What kind of question is that? Ella mashcho bekamo. What should the width be? Rabbi Yosef Amar ba'arba tfachim. Rabbi Yosef says that it has to be at least four tfachim wide. And Abaye Amar ba'arba amos. He says it has to be four amos. So now we have a different debate here. Not between one tefach and four tfachim, but we have between four tfachim and four amos. In other words, Abaye holds that you need the area, you're creating a mavoi, it has to be 10 tefachim by 4 amos. And Rabbi Yosef says, no, the size of the mavoi has to be 4 tefachim by 10 tefachim by 4 tefachim. So the Gemara wants to say that their debate is related to a different debate. Lema bidirabi ami v'rav asi kamiflugi. Let's say that their debate between Abaye and Rav Yosef, whether the mavoi has to be four tefachim or four amos wide, relates to the debate between Ravami and Rav Asi. But what do they say? The itmar. Mavoi shenifrats mitzido. Let's say you have an alleyway that one of the walls was breached. Klape rosho, close to the front of the mavoi. I know I have pictures in my Masifta Gemara. Hope you have if you have art school, hope you have pictures. For me, I'm a visual person, so I need to look at this. So basically what you have is one of the sides of the mavoi, right? The mavoi is basically two walls and in two walls, two long walls with openings for courtyards. And you have one end, there's an opening to the Rishus HaRav, the public domain. And the other end, not so clear. It's either closed or open to a Rishus HaRabim. So let's say we're talking about a closed one. So one of the long walls, there was a breach. It was broken. And it was close to the front. So itmar mishmei derab ami bravasi miyesham pas arba'ab. Let's say remaining between the breach and the front of the mavoi is at least four tefachim. Then matir bepirtza ad eser. If the breach, the opening, the break, is less than 10 amos, so then it's permitted, the mavoi is permitted. Why? Because we view the breach as what? As an opening. As long as there's at least four tefachim from the edge of the breach until the front of the mavoi, so we say that there is a wall, and the break in the wall is really a Pesach, an opening. And so it's still considered a wall. Vimla, but if less than four tefachim remain between the breach and the front of the mavoi, then pachos mishlosha matir, shlosha ein matir, eino matir. If the breach is less than three tefachim, then that's okay. Because anything that's less than three tefachim is, what do we call that? Lavud. It's just... We view it as if it's closed off. We view that it's halakhically insignificant. Any breach, any break that's less than three tefachim, we view as if it's completely closed off. It's completely solid. However, if the breach is the width of the breach is three tefachim or more, then the mavui is not permitted. So the Gemara wants to say, Le Rabbi Yosef isle de Rabbi Ami, La Baye leisle de Rabbi Ami. According to Rabbi Yosef, who holds that the shear of the mavui has to be at least four tefachim, yeah, this makes sense what Rav Ami says. Because as long as the wall is the piece of wall that remains is four tefachim, then we're good. And Abai, who holds it's four amos, so that's not good. But he would not hold a Rav Ami or Vasi, because he would probably hold that you need to have remaining at least four amos between the front of the mavoi and the breach. So Amar Lach Abai, Abai would say back to you, Hasam, no, there, in the case of Rav Ami and Rav Asi, Sof Mavoi. There was originally a Mavoi that was completely kosher, and then it became invalid, potentially invalid, because of the breach. So they're saying that since there already was a Mavoi, as long as you have four tefachim remaining in order to give it it has the halacha of a Mavoi. But Hacha, Tchilas Mavoi. Here we're trying to create a Mavoi to begin with. There was never a Mavoi to begin with. You had something, let's say, that was nine amos high, nine tefachim high, and now you want to create it. So, e ka arba amos, e and e lo lo. If there are four amos, yes. If not, no. So you can't compare the Rav Ami Vasi case. That the Rav Ami Vasi case is there was already a kosher mavoi, and something happened. So in order for it to retain its kosher status, it needs to have the wall at least four tefachim close to the front. And then if the breach is less than 10 amos, so then we view it as the one side is an entire wall. But to begin with, he says, you need to create, you want to create a mavoi, it needs to be 10 tefachim high by 4 amos. Amar Abai says, Mana min alach, where do I learn this halacha that a mavoi has to be at least 4 tefachim? The Tanya, because we learn in a brisa. Ein mavoi nitar belechi v'kora achi yuhu batim v'chatzeros psuchim l'socham. The mavoi is only permitted with a lechi and the or it should be or a kora, with a lechi or a kora, a lechi or a crossbeam, unless there are houses and courtyards open to it. In other words, you need to have at least two courtyards opening up to the mavoi. In each courtyard, there has to be two houses. That if not, if it's less than that, then it's not permitted with a lechi or a kora. Rather, it's treated like a chotzer, a courtyard. And you would actually need not simply, let's say, a stake in the ground, which is a lechi, but you'd actually need a piece of wall that's at least four tefachim wide. Why, or two pieces, let's say, on either side of the opening that's at least two tefachim. We're actually more strict by a chatzer than a mavoi. The Rashba explains in one of his tshuvos in Tafei Simon Reish Gimel, that the reason why the chatzer requires a greater tikkun, a greater fixing, in order to carry within it, like you need a pass of four tefachim, if there's an opening in the third wall, if there's like an opening, is because since people typically use it, and people typically use a chatzer to store their stuff, so you need a greater tikkun, a greater fixing, and therefore a mavoi that you don't have two courtyards. If there aren't two courtyards opening up to a mavoi, then people will regularly use the mavoi to eat and use and put their stuff there, and therefore it looks more like a rishus harabim, and therefore you require a greater tikkun. But if there are at least two courtyards, in each courtyard two houses, so you have at least four houses opening up to the alleyway, so people don't use it as much, so you don't need as much of a tikkun as fixing to confuse it with because people will confuse it with the rishus harabim. So in any case, we're saying that the Braisa says that a mavoi is only permitted with lechi or kora if there are houses and courtyards open up to it. Ve'i ba'arba, and if the mavoi is only four tefachim, hech mishkachasla, how can you find a situation where it's opening up to two courtyards? Every opening that's not four tefachim wide is not considered an opening. So if the mavoi is not four tefachim long, then you obviously can't have two openings of four tefachim. Avachitema de pasach la. So that's why he says it can't be four tefachim. By he says v'chitema de pasach la b'dofen ha'amtzai. And if you want to say maybe the case is that it's four tfachim is said with a very wide mavoi, but let's say it's very wide, the length is four tfachim, but the width is longer. There's a middle wall, and between each wall there's a four tefach space opening up to two courtyards. That can't be. V'hamar Rav Nachman Nikitinan, we have a tradition, Ezel Mavoi Shinita Belachi V'Kor Kosha Arko Yoser Al Rachbo. Yet the length of the Mavoi that would be permitted with Lachir Korah has to be longer than the width. Ubatim V'chatzeres P'suchim L'socho, and you have to have houses and courtyards inside of it. So in the case that you suggested, the length would not be greater than the width. So then you're sort of stuck. So the Rav Yosef, so that's why Abaye wants to say that it has to be, that a mavoi has to be more than four tfachim, because you can't think of a case where it would be open to two courtyards in a situation where the length is greater than, where the length is greater than the width. So Rav Yosef, the Pasach Lehu Bekeren Zavit. So Rav Yosef says, no, the mavoi can be four tfachim. He's going to say that what you do, that the opening to the courtyards is with a corner, in a sort of on an angle. So it's on an angle, and therefore and since they're on an angle, so therefore you have a situation where the width is four tfachim, enough for each opening, and the length is a little more than four tfachim because it's on an angle. So Amar Abaye says, Menamid Allah, from where do I get this idea, though, that the Mavoi is four Amos? The Amar Rami Bar Chama Amar Rav Huna, because Rami Bar Chama says the name of Rav Huna, Lechi Habolet Mi Dofno Shel Mavoi. Let's say you have a Lechi. Normally, the Lechi is that we put a stake in, we basically put, someone just called me the other day. They asked me an Erev question about they're going somewhere upstate, and they want to put these lechis. So generally a lechi is this, it's this post. It's just a stick, a stake that you put in the ground. And it's very small. It's 10 tefachim high. And it's not very large. It's very narrow. It's like just a stake in the ground. But let's say you have this lechi that is, it's more than one tefach. Let's say it's very thick. It's very long. And it protrudes from the wall of the from the end of the mavoi. So it's let's say that this lechi was to strengthen the houses and to provide greater support. So it really protrudes into the opening of the mavoi. So if it's pachos me arba amos nidal mishum lechi. So if this lechi is like three amos, like it's like it's like 6 feet long, okay. So then, that nido mishum lechi, that's still called a lechi, even though our lechis are maybe a few inches long, typically. Let's say it's 6 feet long. As long as it's less than four amos, it's treated as a lechi, and it makes the mavoi permitted. The eino tzarich lechi acher latiro. You don't need another lechi. However, if the lechi is four arba amos, if it's four amos long, then nido mishum mavoi. So then it doesn't have a status of lechi anymore, because why? Since the lechi, the arba amos is the shear, is the size, the dimensions for a mavoi. So therefore, it's not viewed as a lechi anymore. And v'tzarech lechi acher latiro. You need another lechi on, presumably on the other side. In other words, if you have at the front, the opening of the mavoi where it opens out to Rishus Arabim, if the lechi is four amos long, then you would need another lechi, presumably on the other post. So that's Abaye's proof that the mavoi is four amos, because if the lechi is at least four amos, so it doesn't help anymore. But Rav Yosef says that's not a proof. He says it doesn't teach us anything. He says I think the mavoi is still four tefachim. He's saying that just because this protrusion of the wall is not called a lechi, nothing to do with how long a mavoi is. It's simply la fuki mitoras lechi. It simply is. It's no longer a lechi. Adi ika arba amos. That it needs to be four amos. Of a lemehevi mavoi afila barba tfachim nami hevi mavoi. the din of a lachi is different than the din of a mavoi. A lachi serves as a lachi unless it's four amos long, in which case it's no longer a lachi, because then it once something is more than four amos long, so then you look at it as a wall. You look at it as, I don't know, as something else. It doesn't serve as a lechi anymore. It serves as perhaps a part of a wall. It's not simply a heker anymore. But that has nothing to do with a mavoi. For a mavoi, even four tfachim is sufficient for something to be considered a mavoi, to be an alleyway. Now the Gemara is going to discuss this position of Rav Huna, Gufa. Amar Rami Bar Chama, Rav Huna, lechi abolit midofno shel mavoi. So you have this lechi that's protruding from the end of the wall of the mavoi into the empty space. If it's pachos mearba ama, if it's less than four amos, nido mishum lechi, then we view it's a lechi because it doesn't really serve much of a function, and then it's only a heker, a distinction. People see, so this is a mavoi and son of Rishus Arabin. Ve'ein tzarech lechi acher latir, you don't need another lechi. But if it's arba amos, if the lechi that protrudes is four amos long, nido mishum mavoi, it's treated as a mavoi. You need another lechi to permit it, presumably on the other side. But that's the Gemara is now going to clarify. Where do you put the lechi? Also lechi hechem mamido. Where do you place that other lechi? Idem muki le bahade. If you simply add it to the, let's say, to the first lechi. In other words, you have this lechi that's protruding four amos. So if you stick on a lechi to that, osvahu de kamosi fale. You're simply adding on to the first lachi, and it seems like it's just a part of it, so it doesn't seem like you're doing anything. It's not recognizable. In other words, once the lachi is four amos, it's not viewed as a lachi. It's viewed as perhaps a wall. I don't know. It's not viewed as a lachi. So if you simply add another piece to it, it's not going to make it seem like a lachi. So Amar Papa, the moki le le'idachisa. Papi says, you put it on the other side. And Rav Huna Brei of Yeshua, Marfil Tamer, the moki labade. But Rav Huna Brei of Yeshua said, no, you can even put it on the same side where you added the protruding lechi. And so how do you do that? The mitape le o de mivatzer le. But what do? You make it a little higher, a little lower. So you don't make it the same height as the original four amal lechi, which we say is invalid. Because if you make it the same height, then you're right. It doesn't serve as a heker at all. What do? You make it a little higher, a little lower. Rav Huna Brei de Rav Yeshua. Rav Huna Brei de Rav Yeshua says, Lo Amran Ela B'mavoy Shmona. B'mavoy Sheva Nitar Be'omed Meruba Al HaParutz. So we learn another principle here of Omed Meruba Al HaParutz. Let's say the Mavoy is not 8 Amos long. It's not 8 Amos long. Let's say the opening is 7 Amos long. And then what happens? The lechi that you protruded, that's protruding, is now 4 amos. So you have an opening of, let's say, 7 amos. If you have a lechi that's 4 amos, then we have a principle of omen meruba ala parutz, which is what? If you have a wall, and you have more wall than open space, so we view the open space as if it's non-existence. So let's say, again, you have the opening is 7 amos long. You have 4 amos is already this really long lechi, and then you have 3 amos, and then you have 3 amos of opening. So the 4, the 3 amos is viewed as if it doesn't exist. And how do we know that? Kal v'chomer, it's a kal v'chomer mechotzer, that from a chotzer. Uma chotzer, she'en any teres b'lechi b'kor. We just said that a chotzer is more strict. That we don't allow carrying in a chatzer with simply a lechi or a korah, that doesn't work, right? You need to have a piece of a wall that's at least 4 tefachim. Nevertheless, by a chatzer, we say niteres ba'omid mubal aparetz. We allow you to carry in the chatzer if omid mubal aparetz. Mavoi shenite b'lechi v'korah, a mavoi which is permitted with a lechi or a korah, Eido din shenitar be meruba be omen ruah parut. So certainly omen ruah parut should work for a mavoi. That's the kavachom we want to say. So Gemara says not necessarily. Malachotza shekain pirtzasa be eser tomer ba mavoi she pirtzasa barba. No chutzner has a leniency that mavoi doesn't have. By a chutzner, we say that if the pirtza of the breach is less than 10 amos, then it is then we view it as a pesach and it's not a breach. Tomar b'mavoi shepirtzasu barba. By a mavoi, if the breach is four tfachim, it is forbidden, and so therefore it doesn't work. So we have a greater lead. It's true that when it comes to the nature of the heker of what you have to put up to allow a chutzner as opposed to a mavoi, we're more lenient with a mavoi than a chutzner. A mavoi, all you need is a lechi or a korah, and by a chutzner, you need a pas, a wall of four tfachim. However, when it comes to breaches, we find that chutzner is more lenient than a mavoi. A chutzner, if the breach is less than 10 amos, we look at it as a pesach, and it's not halachically existent. However, a mavoi, the pirtza is with four, so it's with four tfachim, and therefore, maybe the leniency of omen beruba ala paritz only applies to the chutzner and not to the mavoi. So kasava rafuna braid rav Yoshua. So Rav Huna braid rav Yoshua answer holds mavoi nami pirtzasa be'eser. So he holds, this apparently is a debate, that the pirtza is that also for a mavoi, that it's only called a pirtza, not a pesach. A breach is only with 10 amos. But if it's less than 10 amos, so a mavoi is treated just like a chutzner, that it's not a breach, and therefore we can learn kava chomer omer ruah paretz from chatzer to mavoi, and therefore if our case, if the lechi protrudes in the opening of the mavoi, that's seven. If the lechi protrudes four amos, the walls, you have a four amo wall, and the entire space is seven amos, so you have four amo of wall, three amo of opening. So therefore, we view it as if it's closed and it's permitted. The Gemara now asks, though, Laman kamrina le Rav Huna. Wait, we're saying this going to Rav Huna. V'ha Rav Huna pirtzasa barba sfirlei. Didn't Rav Huna explicitly say, we're going to see in tomorrow's daf, that Rav Huna holds that a pirtza, a breach, what comes to mavoi, is really four tfachim. He argues, there's a debate, is it four tfachim or ten amos by a mavoi, and he actually holds that it's four tfachim. So how can you? So, and here's the one that we're trying to say this with. So the Gemara answers: Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yoshua, Taimi D'Nafshi Kamar. So Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yoshua is not trying to explain the opinion of Rav Huna, who holds it's for the breach is for tefachim. He's trying to explain himself. When he said Lo Amran, when Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua said Lo Amran Ela B'Mavi Shmona Aval B'Mavi Sheva. So he's explaining that according to the opinion who holds that there's no pirtz of a mavoi unless it's 10 amos long. Ravashi Amar, afilo tema b'mavoi shmona. Ravashi wants to say, let's say the mavoi, the opening of the mavoi is exactly 8 amos, we can also say Nami lo tzarech lechi. You also don't need another lechi. Why? If it's exactly 8 amos wide, or 8 amos long, the opening is 8 amos long. Why? That he says that manafshach, either way. E omeid nafish. You're not going to, if it's exactly 8 amos wide, exactly, or sorry, 8 amos long. If it's exactly 8 amos long, the opening, and you have a wall that's 4 amos, it's not going to be exactly 4 and 4. E omeid, if the lechi is a little bit, it's 4.01, and the opening area is 3.99, then nitar ba'omen ruba ala poritz. Then what do you have? You have omen ruba ala poritz, that the amount of the wall is greater than the opening, and therefore will be permitted based on the principle of omeid maruba ala poritz. If he poritz nafish, but let's say the opening is 4.01 amos, and the lechi then is 3.99, then nido mishum lechi. Then what are you going to say? That the lechi is a bona fide lechi because it's not four amos. Mayamar, what are you going to say? The shavu tarvayu ki adadi, that the guy did it exactly perfect, that both the omeid is four, the lechi is exactly four, and the opening is exactly four. That's not, that can't be. Why? Have a lay suffix divrei. So it's possible, but it's doubtful. And since it's very doubtful whether it's 100% perfect, and since this whole prohibition to carry in a mobile is only midrabanan, safek divrehem lahakel, we are lenient in this situation. Okay, so we'll start.